Coaches Insight programs continuing this week on Care 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by McLeod football coach. That is Seth Mills. Brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, and Justin Mann's Family. Bulldogs 5-2 heading into the final week of the regular season in a monster matchup with the defending champs in St. Mary's. But we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Coach, a little bit of a setback last week. You drop that second game of the year against Oskaloosa, that final 22-6. You know, just take us back to that one last week. A couple thoughts and takeaways from it.
That was a painful loss. You know, we, I think in terms of things just being little things that set you back, we probably checked all the boxes, you know, and it was a windy day. You know, they pinned us deep a couple times. We made plenty of our own mistakes. You know, we dropped a snap in the end zone. They fell on it for a touchdown. You know, we snapped over our head and, you know, gave them a short field there, and they kicked a field goal. But other than that, I feel like if you were to look at the game as a whole, we played a decent game, and we had lots of opportunities. We just didn't capitalize on our opportunities. We continued to shoot ourselves in the foot. And so, yeah, it was a tough one to swallow, but we got to own it and move on, learn from what we need to learn from.
Is this going to be a kind of a huge learning phase, or at least kind of a big learning opportunity for your team in regards to, you know, taking a tough loss that you kind of thought maybe it was there for the taking to get a win, and now you switch gears and get a team in St. Mary's that's very good, top of the district, and the defending state champs. Is this kind of a big learning opportunity for you, not just for the coaches, but for the team in general?
Yeah, big time. You know, year one at any place is tough. I mean, you have everybody's new right now, so we're trying to figure out what that looks like. And we've been able to, the boys have really done a good job, coaches. Everyone's been able to put it together to this point and make a pretty good run. But you can see the inconsistency continuing to take place, and that's where we're really trying to address that and shore that up. And that takes time, you know, and so hopefully we don't have another Oski-type game ever again, you know, but that's good programs. They don't make mistakes. They just learn how to deal with them quickly and rebound from them. So, yeah, that's the goal right now. And everyone's upbeat. No one's hanging their heads. We're moving on and cracking down and ready to go. So, yeah, we made it hard on ourselves, you know, but we feel good going into the game, and we're going to give them our best shot.
Cracking down seems like a pretty good way to kind of put it, getting ready for a team like St. Mary's, again, the defending champs. You know, you look at their overall record, it sits at 4-3, but they're 4-0 in district play in those first three games. You know, they're playing teams like Rossville, Rock Creek, Silver Lake, some bigger teams and bigger schools, and very good schools as well. But this is the defending state champs. They might be playing their best ball right now, arguably. And now you get them at home to wrap up the regular season. Just give us a sense of what you see on film, what stands out, and the challenges that this team's going to present.
Yeah, St. Mary's is a great program. They know how to play ball. They know how to play in big games. They've played a lot of good teams, like you said. I think they really minimize mistakes. They play good fundamental football. They tackle well. They run to the ball well. They, you know, the skill guys make good reads, good cuts. They don't turn the ball over. They do all the little things that are necessary for a good team to win a close game. And so we're just going to have to learn how to be at that level. And, you know, like cracking down again, learning how to cut down on some of these mistakes that we've been prone to late in the season here. And that's the key to give them our best shot anyway, give them a big, big punch. That's all we can do.
What do you see as their biggest strength? Like, what's the one thing as you and your coaching staff kind of prep for this one is like, man, this is something that we really got to hone in on in the preparation this week?
You know, they're really good at doing what they do. They make it dressed up. They do a lot of, we call it multiple simplicity. They do what they do really, really well. That's running the ball. They run the ball well. They dress it up well. And then when they spread you out, I mean, they can pass, too. The quarterback's a good athlete. He's got a good arm. He looks like a smart kid. They got some guys that can catch, guys that can run. The line really cleans up. You know, there's not a whole lot of leakage getting through there. So, you know, they do the small things really well, and that's tough.
All right, Coach, give us a few keys for this one to wrap up the regular season. You get them at home, certainly a big-time test for you before the playoffs next week. But give us a few keys for this one on Friday.
We got to run to the ball on defense. We got to minimize big plays. And we need to control the ball when we're on offense. We need to keep snapping it. No fumbles, no turnovers. Don't shoot ourselves in the foot. Keep snapping the ball, run the clock, finish drives. We need to minimize that stuff for sure.
Good matchup on paper for sure to wrap up the regular season. McLeod 5-2 hosting the defending champs in St. Mary. Certainly some district implications as well, but should be a lot of fun on Friday night to wrap up the regular season. Coach, again, that's Seth Mills joining us again, brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniel's Excavating, and Justin Mann's family. Again, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.